Ukraine security issue.
On July 29th, the 156th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the Russian invaders continued to shell peaceful towns and villages of Ukraine. Oleksiy Gromov, the deputy chief of the operational department of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, reported at a briefing on Friday that the occupiers have launched more than 90 missile and air strikes on Ukraine. The occupiers hit Mykolaiv city with cluster bombs, killing 5 civilians and wounding 13 others. Russian shells exploded near a bus stop, according to head of the region Vitaly Kim. Also at night, the Russians shelled the Nikopol and Kryvoriski districts of the Dnipropetrovsk region with artillery. The city of Kharkiv was under rocket fire again. The Russians hit the city center, a house and an educational institution. Rescuers are sorting through the debris. Head of the regional military administration Oleg Sinyagubov said that one person was injured, but the number may be higher. In the Donetsk region, the occupiers shelled the city of Slavyansk at night, damaging more than 20 residential buildings, several shopping and entertainment centers, according to Pavlo Kirilenko, the head of the regional military administration. The Russian invaders hit the detention center in the village of Olenivka, in the territory of the so-called Donetsk National Republic, with artillery at night. The occupiers are keeping there the defenders of Mariupol, who let down their arms after a long stay surrounded by Russians at the Azovstal plant. In the morning, the propagandist media spread the statement of the Russian Ministry of Defense that the Ukrainian armed forces, apparently in order to intimidate their prisoners, hit the detention center in Olenivka with HIMARS. Firstly, the occupiers reported about 40 dead Ukrainian prisoners of war, then 53 ones, and then 75 wounded. The General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine officially declared Ukrainian troops did not fire on Olenivka. The Russian forces deliberately shelled a prison in Olenivka to accuse Ukraine of committing war crimes, as well as to hide the torture of prisoners and executions they carried out there on the orders of the occupation administration and the command of the Russian Armed Forces. Former commander of the Azov Regiment, Andriy Biletsky, said that the Azov soldiers were recently transferred to a separate building in the village of Olenivka, after which the Russians fired at that place. As we have reported, the Ukrainian defenders from Azovstal were supposed to be exchanged, but Russia is delaying the handover of the Ukrainian military and declaring about demonstrative trials against them, threatening them with death sentences. New data on the torture of Ukrainian prisoners of war by the Russian occupiers also appeared. Social networks shared a video showing Russian soldiers torturing a Ukrainian prisoner of war with a clerical knife. This bullying video is real, as confirmed by Billinget reporter Eric Toller. Advisor to head of the Ministry of Internal Affairs of Ukraine Anton Harashenko published the personal data of the Russian executioner who committed that atrocity. He is a 39-year-old military man from Kalmykia. Senior advisor to the US Congress Paul Massaro, responding to that video, called to provide Ukraine with all the necessary weapons to put an end to Russian crimes. The supply of military equipment and ammunition is key in confronting the Russian aggressor. According to military expert Petro Chernik, Ukrainians are hitting enemy logistics crossings and burning their ammunition, significantly improving the operational situation. At the same time, the expert is sure that the Ukrainians can't talk yet about a significant counteroffensive, and Ukrainian citizens will have to live in war conditions for a long time. We will exhale, first of all, when Russia stops existing. Secondly, when their nuclear weapons will be taken away. Thirdly, when the territory left from the Russian state will be cut off from free Siberian resources. And last but not least, when Ukraine will join NATO. We have been at war with this enemy for more than 800 years, and these were only the peaceful phases of the waning of the civilizational war, and we finally have a chance to break free from them truly, said Petro Chernik. On the front line, the Ukrainian armed forces repelled the attack of the occupiers in the Bakhmut area of the Donetsk region. Russian troops continue to shell the contact line and try to advance in several areas of the region. The fierce fighting continues in the north, northeast, and southeast areas of the Kharkiv region. According to Oleksiy Nyugubov, the head of the Kharkiv region military administration, the enemy is suffering heavy losses and retreating to previous positions. The Russians are transferring their military equipment from Donbas to the city of Kherson in the temporarily occupied territories. In addition, Russia is forming another strike group near Ukraine. Ambassadors of the G7 countries arrived in the city of Odessa and noted the importance of fulfilling the grain agreement recently signed in Istanbul. At a meeting with the ambassadors of the G7 countries, President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Ukraine is already ready to export grain and is waiting for signals from partners to start transportation. The first ship with Ukrainian grain under the Istanbul agreements may leave the port by the end of this day. This was stated by UN Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Martin Griffiths. According to the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine, Dmytro Kuleba, Ukraine is doing everything possible to make the corridor work. Everyone understands the high level of responsibility which lies with all participants in the process of ensuring the release of the first vessel with Ukrainian grain. To do this, in order to organize the passage of the first ship through this humanitarian corridor, all the details are calculated. And everything is checked twice, even three times. It takes time. Nevertheless, as I stressed, Ukraine will do its best to make this corridor work, said Dmytro Kuleba. Bearing in mind that on July 22nd, Russia signed an agreement that it would not interfere with the export of Ukrainian grain through the ports of Odessa, Yuzhny and Chernomorsk, but less than a day later, it attacked the port of Odessa with Kalibr missiles. Despite this, all three Odessa harbors resumed work. On July 27th, a common center for export of Ukrainian grain began to operate in Istanbul. According to the representative of Turkish President Erdogan, Ibrahim Kalin, Ukraine will be able to export 20-25 million tons of grain through the grain corridor by the end of the year.